Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
That was in 1910. Think what he would say today. And people criticize that, and well, he shouldn't have done. Oh, no, he only raised hundreds of people from the dead, and he only saw awesome things happen. Brothers and sisters, God is speaking to you. God wants to tell you he's your creator. He's responsible. He wants to show you things, but we get too busy to hear. We're only going by what we can see and hear, and you're missing it. You're blind if all you're doing is seeing with your eyes. If you can't see with your heart, you're missing it. You know, again, I'm not perfect in this area. I'm still developing, but God showed me this building that we were moving into and showed me what to do. And we had 110,000 square feet, which I have no idea how to convert that to whatever you use over here. But it was huge. It's much, much bigger than this tent. 3-4 times as big as this tent. And it was huge, and it was just empty. It had been a warehouse. And I designed how that thing was going to look. And then I had our builder put tape down on the floor where the walls were. And then he would put a door. And he did everything by tape. And you know what? I walked. I would walk at least 6 to 10 miles a day through that building, praying and seeing those walls come up. I had it something visual. But in my heart, I was imagining and picturing the walls being open. I never stepped over the tape. I would always walk around to where the door was, and I'd open the door and walk through. And there was nothing there, but I'd open the door, and I'd walk through, and I'd look back and see what that room looked like. We had a place where there was a stage, and I put up paint buckets, and then I put pieces of plywood on top of it, and I stood on top of those, and I preached and ministered, and there was nobody there. I preached just like I was in that building. I saw that building on the inside before I ever saw it on the outside. But see, I was trying to see by faith, and I was doing these things to help provoke me and to help me see by faith. And you know what? I got to where that was so real. I could have told you what every room looked like and everything. I saw all of the things. I saw it long before anybody else ever saw it. And when we finally moved in that building, everybody was so excited. We had a dedication service, and everybody came, and everybody was just praising God. And I was praising God, but I wasn't exceptionally excited or anything. And people came to me, and they said, "What's the matter? Aren't you excited? Aren't you excited to see this building done?" And I said, "I have seen this building done for a year." I said, "This is anticlimactic to me." I said, "When I could see it in my heart, that's when I was excited. But when I can see it with my eyes, it's like, let's go on to the next thing." Amen. It's more exciting to see things by faith than it is to see them by sight. And I know some of you don't know what I'm talking about, but I can tell you, you can get to where you see things in your heart, and that is more exciting than when you see it physically come to pass. There was a woman in a church, a pastor's wife, who had real poor eyesight. And there was a healing evangelist that was going to come to her church, and she didn't want him to pray for her because she'd been prayed for before, and she never got any better. Her eyesight was so bad she had to wear glasses that looked like a Coke bottle, and it was just really bad. She was blind without the glasses. And so she didn't want this man to pray for her because she didn't want to be disappointed again. So she tried to avoid him, but finally he cornered her, and he made her let him pray for her. And he made her take her glasses off, and she closed her eyes, and he prayed for her and commanded her eyes to be open. And then he asked her, he says, "Now, can you see?" And so the woman started to open her eyes. And when she started to open her eyes, he yelled at her, and he says, "Shut your eyes." So she shut her eyes and wondered, well, how can I tell if I can see if he tells me to shut my eyes? So she was sitting there with her eyes closed, and he says, "Now, can you see?" So she started to open her eyes again, and he said, "Shut your eyes." So she shut her eyes. And he says, now, the third time, he says, can you see? And she started to open her eyes. And he says, I didn't tell you to open your eyes. You got to see with your heart before you can see with your eyes. Can you see yourself seeing without glasses? And finally, she understood what he meant. And so she kept her eyes closed and she just prayed in tongues. And finally, after a few minutes, she says, I've got it. I can see myself seeing. And he says, now open your eyes. And she opened her eyes and her eyes were perfect. But see, this is what happened. People come and they, would you please pray for me? And their dreams are all about seeing themselves dead. They think about planning their funeral. Everybody asks them, how are you? And they just tell them about how everything they say is about what they feel, not what they believe. They get to where they're not only sick in their body, they're sick in their mind. And then they come to me and want me to pray for them. And then after I pray for them, they just feel. Am I okay? They go get a doctor, but they don't ever see with their heart. If all of us would keep our eyes closed until you could see it on the inside before you believe, then I guarantee you, you'd get it. If you can see it on the inside, then you'll see it on the outside. But if you can't see it in your heart, if you can't see yourself well, if you can't see yourself walking, if you can't see yourself seeing, if you can't see it with your heart, you can't see it on the outside. We've reversed it. Most people want to experience it, and then they're going to embrace it, and I've got it. That's not the way that it works. You know, let me illustrate this by a few years back, we had a meeting where we invited people to come and check out our college. And we had about 200-300 people at this service. And there was a center aisle right down the middle. And I was sitting on a seat as I'm looking at the thing just to the left of that center aisle. And the praise and worship was really powerful. People were just worshiping God. And then my wife got up and started singing a hallelujah and playing the piano and singing that. And I mean, the power of God was powerful. And I was standing there worshiping the Lord. And I had my eyes closed. But in my heart, I saw this. It wasn't a vision. It's just like if I told you right now, think of your house. What does your house look like? You don't pull a picture out and look at it. You've got a picture in your mind. You see things. And if I said, how many windows do you have? You've probably not counted the windows, but you could count them because you have a picture in your mind. And you could sit there and in your mind you could count and say, well, on the front of the house I got 1, 2, 3, 4. You could count them because you are looking at it in your mind. You see things. That's what your imagination is. It's an ability to picture things. You think in pictures, whether you know it or not. If I say dog, you don't see D-O-G. You see an animal. And you would see the animal that you, if you have a dog, you would picture your dog because that's what you're familiar with. And I could change the picture by my words. I could say a big dog. And immediately some of you that were picturing a small dog have to change the picture. I could say a big black dog. Now to change your picture, I could say a big black mean dog. And that would change. And I could use words. And as I say things, you picture things differently. So you think in pictures. And it was just like that. I had my eyes closed, but in my mind, I just saw there were these two doors over here to the side. We were in a hotel. And I saw these two doors just fly open. And then Jesus stepped in through these doors. And as he stood there, these doors just slowly closed behind him. And Jesus just stood in front of these doors. All of this was in my mind. I had my eyes closed. And I just saw this. And then after Jesus did that, he walked over and there was two ladies from Chicago that were at our meeting. And he walked over to one and just touched her head. And I mean, this woman fell flat of her face with her arms stretched out like this, just laying on the floor, just worshiping God and praising God. And then there was two men, and he skipped them, and he walked over and touched this other woman on the head. And when he did, this woman just fell to her knees and put her hands up and started worshiping God and just crying. And it was so real, what I was seeing on the inside, that I actually opened up my eyes to see. If I could see. And I looked over there, and all of a sudden those two doors just flew open like that. And then they started closing real slowly. I couldn't see Jesus, but I could see everything in the natural. I couldn't see the spiritual, but I could see the natural results of things. And those two doors started closing real slowly. And then I looked down the row, and this first woman, all of a sudden, she just fell flat of her face and put her arms out and started worshiping God. And then two men were skipped, and then this woman just hit her knees and raised her hands and started praising God. And everything I had seen on the inside, I was seeing on the outside, except it was delayed. I could actually see it quicker when I was seeing it by faith, and I couldn't see Jesus with my physical eyes. All I could see was the physical results of what Jesus was doing. And you know, because of that, you know what I did? I actually closed my eyes and went back to looking with my heart, because I could see better with my heart than I could see with my eyes. And I saw the Lord walk over, and He spoke things to me. I didn't hear it with my ears. I heard it with my heart. I saw it with my heart. I saw Him walk down the aisle and touch just a few individuals. And after the meeting was over, I went and asked those certain people, what happened during this service? And they told me, and it was exactly what I saw in my heart God doing. And I was had my back turned to Him. I had my eyes closed. I never saw it or heard it with my ears, or didn't see it with my eyes. And yet I knew all of those things because I was walking by faith. This is what Paul's talking about. This isn't abnormal. This is normal. You are supposed to be able to hear the voice of God. You're supposed to be able to relate to God. But your spirit is how you do that. It doesn't come through the physical. It doesn't come by your ears and your eyes. It comes through your spirit man.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth Seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith, and we have Bible college students and people there praying, and we see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place, and I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth Seminars.